Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So we're giving away a sign book, or what is this, Hoff? A meeting?
It's a signing. You get tickets to a signing.
Oh, now that I read this, it's going to be
somewhere in Manhattan. I saw he's going to do a signing. Yeah,
chance to win a pair of tickets, see Steve at his special "Me Here, You There" book signing, meet and greet. So we'll give that away. I'll read you the whole week when we do that. We'll give that away in an hour.
Hey, go a little schmoozeroo.
He's a jam, man.
He
sent me an email.
Yeah,
you know, he heard the news or whatever, and was like sending his regards. I had no idea who the email was from.
Well, what did it say from the sender?
It said Steve.
Anonymous.
I actually thought it was Steve Apria.
Steve at Gmail.
No, it's like, so I'm not going to give his email away.
No, obviously,
it's not his name.
Oh.
So I see it, and then there's a whole paragraph, and like, you know, you'll be fine, whatever it was, Steve. And in my mind, for some reason, I'm thinking Steve Apria in engineering.
And I write back. He's also a great guy. Steve Apria's awesome.
Yeah, he is the best. I write back like, yeah, man, I'm ready to build a studio.
He's going to help build the studio for you.
And then Summers responded back without even acknowledging the studio line and something else. And this whole time I'm thinking it's Apria. And then I see
that
Steve.
Is hysterical.
So I see him in the hall.
Saw him the other day.
He comes in to do his podcast once a week, whatever. And I'm like, oh, hey, man, you know, did you hear what's going on? He's like, yeah, I sent you an email. I'm like, oh, that was you?
That's bizarre. I mean, it's one thing to like have one, you know, like one step of miscommunication, but for somebody to send you something, to you to respond to somebody else, and like it never gained some clarity. That's fairly unique. That's hard to do.
I knew I recognized I should have known better. Anyway, so stay tuned. We'll give away the Summers book signing tickets in a little bit. 888-808-1019. We're talking free agency. I don't think, even though that maybe the price for Scooble is too high, I still don't. And I, you know how badly I want Peralta and McGill in that trade. And you're saying, well, they got to move on. I don't know if you could take that. I don't want to say risk. I don't know if I'm taking myself out of the Scooble sweepstakes ever. So they've probably had those conversations. I'm sure the prices are astronomically high, as they should be for Scooble at this point. We'll get closer and closer to spring training. If the Pirates got to make, the Tigers got to make a decision to, you know what, or get off the pot. And in that particular point, I would BT wait and make sure I'm in a proper spot and position to go land Scooble if they do trade him. Because if he gets traded somewhere else,
yep,
that to me is more unacceptable or less acceptable than losing both Diaz or Alonso.
Yeah, that's something you go nuts over. Yeah, unlike the Diaz stuff. Well, not Pete's different than Diaz, to be fair to Pete. But, yeah, that would be a different type of energy. Listen, I think no matter what you do, no matter how you attack the Scooble angle, you're going to have to do so without all the information that you want. Like, at some point, there's going to be a leap of faith. Meaning, you could talk to Boris, you could talk to Scooble. Hey, how interested are you? Are you going to resign here? You're not going to get it in writing. That's just a pipe dream. That's fiction. So you're going to have to either say, okay, we feel comfortable enough to part with a lot of stuff that's going to change the entire complexion of their minor league pipeline, not knowing that he's going to sign, but thinking that we have a chance or we're not going to do it because it's not going to be definite. Kind of like the Yankees with Soto. Yankees got burned.
BT and Sal on the Fan. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Let's go back to the calls here. Chris is in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are you? First-time caller. I love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
I think the biggest thing that's driving Mets fans nuts with Diaz, especially me, is here you have a guy that was traded in 2019 and was a disaster. Every Mets fan that saw this guy come out of the bullpen, he was giving up home runs, giving up leads. I mean, Mets fans hated him. And then you had a guy in New York basically rise out of the dead and become a player in 2022 that Mets fans just loved. They fell in love with. And he became our guy, our closer, the trumpets, everything. And then you see him leave, and it makes you wonder, is it a Durant-like move? You know, I can't win with the Mets, so let me go to the team that won the last two World Series. And the other problem is, too, like, in game 161 in 2024, even though he gave up that lead to the Braves and Lindor bailed him out, he wanted to come back out in the ninth and finish that game. So it just shows
I hope
that
so. It's the least he can do after blowing it before that.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that he wanted to be there and he wanted to be in New York. And you know what? Whether or not they didn't communicate with him with Williams or not, I mean, listen, business is business. But it feels like there's something off to why he wouldn't want to be here after he seemed like we endured him. He wanted to be the guy. And who else is the best closer in baseball? I mean, I know the Phillies have Duran. But who else is the best closer in baseball other than Diaz?
Devin Williams.
I mean, how do you replace that?
Honestly, Devin Williams, over the last 4 years, and thanks for the call, Chris. I'm not trying to be funny. We've done it. Go look at Baseball Reference or whatever stats you want to find. Go look at the last four seasons in total and tell me who the best closers in baseball have been. Nobody's going to say that Diaz wasn't one of them. He was, and obviously I want him in the back. So, yeah, of course, there's a part of the rant that was bitter yesterday with him leaving. I do think that there's clearly more to the story. I was surprised that he left, period. I was flat out shocked when I saw what he left for. And then you heard the trickles of, well, he wasn't too thrilled about Hefner not being there. Oh, he wasn't too thrilled about them signing Williams without saying it. He never went back to the Mets. If he wanted to leave for the Dodgers, that's one thing. That's a dumb business decision not to go back to the Mets and see if you can get even more money from the Dodgers. Even Yamamoto was smarter than that.
That's business 101. That's where you just, you know, you keep playing another hand or so. Draw them in. Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'll play. Yep. And there's some more chips. All right, we'll let you think you have a chance to win. And then you get, I don't know, $7, $8, $9 million in totality from the Mets. And then you bring that back to the Dodgers. You present it to them. And instead of signing 3 years, $69 million for the Dodgers, maybe you get 3 years, $80 million.
Whatever.
That's business.
Whatever the reasons are, can we all agree that it is clear Diaz did not want to be back?
It's one of
the
first things I said. Even his, forget about the fact that he was connected to the Dodgers for well over a month. That's true. We all kind of felt it. When he spoke about the Mets, about free agency, it was fairly emotionless, kind of like Soto. Hey, I got to see what's best for my family. He didn't go on and on about how devoted he is to the Mets and how much he loves their core and he believes in their vision. He was cutthroat.
I just wonder what the hell really went into it. If it's some of the stuff that was being reported, that's kind of out of the Mets' control. The Mets can't say, well, we're going to keep a pitching coach because Edwin Diaz is not going to be happy. The Mets can't not sign Devin Williams to their bullpen at what they feel is a good value because it might upset Diaz. It wasn't like they said, we're bringing Williams back, you're toast. Mm-hmm. They brought Williams back with the intention of bringing Diaz back as well. So those are two things that I would say that is not the Mets' fault. Is there something deeper that we're not aware of yet with Diaz and potential issues? I don't believe that, because then why would he even negotiate with the Mets to begin with? Was he just insulted that the Mets wouldn't give him blow him away with the 5-year, $100 million? I'm not sure what did he just want to go to the Dodgers and try to win there? I don't know all the answers, but at this point, to me, it's clear you can't blame the Mets. You blame Diaz for not wanting to be here. I don't think there's a fault of the Mets for losing.
No, I said the same thing yesterday. I agree. I think that the Mets had a pretty good feel that this was going to happen, which is why Devin Williams is here. It's called Plan B, or at least an option, and a viable one. So I think that they would have liked to retain Diaz. They would have liked to have had a chance to match and exceed the Dodgers and, you know, maybe get him to stay. And then, you know, Diaz is the closer, Williams is eighth, and you're good to go. But I think deep down they thought that he was bouncing, so they had to get somebody else in there.
I agree. Jason is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, boys. Good morning. I love your show. I don't know how many times we need to rehire Billy Martin, but I'm going to miss you guys. You're the best show on the fan by far, and you guys let everyone talk. Quick thing on Diaz. I think that it's time to part ways. He's been there 6 years, 7 years, whatever it was. Val, you mentioned when's the last time he was good in a big spot. I agree with that. But I've called in before about this. We will close on this. I always like giving you guys Sopranos trivia.
Hmm.
Can you tell me how many people and who Ooh. Tony killed?
Oh, geez, how many he actually... Boy, that's a tough
one. The first one I remember... Okay,
let me think. I'll give you one. Yeah. Is Willie Overall, which is, like, talked about. It's not shown. It was his first one. He and Paulie talk about it. So now you got seven.
Oh, you're talking about on camera, though?
On camera kills. There are seven on camera
the
kills.
One I remember, was it...
Ralphie?
Well, yes.
I mean, with the shotgun.
Well, also Big Pussy.
Of course.
I mean, he was a part
but
of
that's
that.
Not, is but, that really his kill? I mean, that's a tag team kill.
You count that
he
one?
Shot him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
they all shot him.
And
okay.
No, but I think he was the first one. The first one, though, that I remember is the kid. Was it Bevel Aqua? What was it?
Yeah.
Good job, Sal.
Yeah, when he took him out in that shed and you know, blasted him. Where
he peed himself. Yeah. He gave him a soda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He gave him a soda.
I remember that. Nine.
You said Ralphie already?
I said Ralphie. I'm going to say 9 or 10.
Okay,
Did he do Richie Aprile, too? No, right?
No, that's Janice.
Oh, right, Janice.
Janice, when he was eating his pork chops.
Yeah.
So you have Ralphie, Pussy, Bevel Aqua.
And how many more are there?
And there are four more.
Oh, the guy in
he gave us the number. I'm sorry.
The guy at college. The guy
Correct.
When he went to take Meadow to college. Remember he strangled the guy up there?
Yes, at that
and
little motel.
Travel agency.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was... I'll give you, you're missing two big ones, but I'll give you the harder one.
Didn't he kill one of his Goombas?
Can I do a favor? I have 10 episodes left of season 6. Don't spoil
them.
This guy's still catching up.
Oh.
He's going to watch Different Strokes next week.
Go ahead, Hoff, close your ear.
Please, I'm walking away.
Go ahead, give us the final ones, Jason.
Girlfriend.
The guy, Chucky Signore, who he shoots on the boat. Remember, he pulls the gun out of the fish.
Yes.
And then the two big ones are, of course, his cousin, and then...
Oh, Lesson yeah, Tony Chris Blondetto,
And the last one was who?
Chrissy.
And who?
And Moltisanti.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I forgot about that. Thank you for the call, Jason. That was fun trivia right there. Yeah, but Chrissy, I don't know if I would call that a kill. I mean, I guess technically...
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He, unconventional when he just left him hanging. He just basically...
I know.
I'll tell you the thing. I know. I can still see him, but the car's overturned. I'm going to use the word pointing again because it was pointing. Now, you know I love Pink Floyd. I don't talk about Pink Floyd very much, but I love Pink Floyd, right? Saw Roger Waters in concert in San Francisco, I don't know, 10 years ago, whatever it was, The Wall. And not the whole Pink Floyd band, but Waters was there. Anyway, when they're driving and Tony knows that he's got to put him down, Comfortably Numb is playing as they're driving at night.
Oh, I didn't realize that, so
that's
a cool subliminal.
It's a subliminal song. It's a deep song. The beat, the pace, perfect. And then, obviously, a lot of drugs with Chrissy, with his
background.
That's what
I'm saying. That's a good, subliminal messaging right there from David Chase. Ah, man. I think I'm due for a...
Just another pinprick.
I was just... What's that, the song?
Yeah, part of it.
I was talking about this actually yesterday on the SI Media podcast with Jimmy Traina. And
what'd Jimmy say about us? Anything?
He brought up... I don't want to get into that yet. He brought up... That Sopranos is on, I guess they're doing a marathon on HBO, and anytime he sees it, he wants to go back and watch it.
Can't help it.
We were talking about, I forget the specific episodes. Anyway, we were just talking about that. I am due for a rewatch myself. I think once every year, I need Rocky. Definitely Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely, over the holiday break, I'm going to do the Rocky rewatch.
Okay.
And then maybe I dive into The Sopranos again. It's so great.
You know what's interesting? Listen, I've talked to you about Rocky. I've watched him with my son. I haven't let him watch Creed. There's some sexual content. Okay. But, you know, still 10. That's just way too young for that. But all the other Rockies we've watched, as much as we love Stallone, did you get into Rambo? Because I did not get into Rambo.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it like in snippets. I've never seen, you know, First Blood. It was a couple of different
ones.
Supposed to
be great.
I know. Hoff, did you get into Rambo?
When I'm sure
you
he's did? A Rambo guy.
Yeah, Rambo was great.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get into it.
Rambo 3?
Yeah.
There was a Rambo 3. How many did it go?
I think it was at least
there's
3.
There's at least, no, well, because then there was the newest one that they did in 2007.
Really?
Remember that one? Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
First Blood was the first one, right?
First Blood. The second one, I forget the setting, but the third one, I think it's in...
Russia?
No. It's in Iraq, I think. Or something
Wow.
Like
maybe go back and do a Rambo.
I'd have to watch that one.
I've never seen that, but I'd be curious to at least see what it's about.
Me too, a little bit.
Although I don't know now, going back and watching some of those movies from the 80s that I missed out on.
Yep.
Will it hold up? Will I have the attention?
Well, that's why I love The Sopranos. Even though the style's different, but, you know, there's a lot of old... And Tony was a classic rock fan. Like, he listened to classic rock, which is my favorite genre.
Yeah.
I could watch it every day.
Alex is calling from Southampton, New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
Hello, Al.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love you guys. I love you guys. I feel like I said a little sad, but love you guys.
Thanks, man. Love you too, brother. Thank you. Afghanistan, okay, by the way, with First Blood, with Rambo, the third one. Go ahead, Al.
Yes. I wanna know why you guys both annoyed this general manager from the Mets Stearns, like the guru, the smartest.
I never did that.
Man.
I never did that. Okay. I think he's good.
So I apologize.
Yeah, win something. No, it's okay. You got to win a championship first before you get that.
I don't think either of us have anointed him, but he did have an excellent track record in Milwaukee. And I think the main point to what we're saying is that he hasn't had time to do anything here. It's been two years.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Let me finish. And I'm saying you guys are right. I'm not saying about that. Is that you guys are pretty good at hammering somebody when they don't do their job. He didn't do the job last year. He comes from a sport. He's a fish. Used to swim in a small pond. Now he's swimming with the sharks.
Okay.
Now he needs to produce here. In Milwaukee, it was okay if he makes the playoffs. Here, we have to win. And the Mets came within, what, one series away from the World Series a year before? And this year, it went totally. Why he's not taken to task?
I'll tell you why.
I mean, the Diaz thing also, it smells like him.
What do you mean?
One of the best closer... let me explain. You have one of the best closer in baseball. It's not out of the realm to consult when you're going to sign another way. It happens all the time in baseball. And you're going to let him go to the Dodgers when you're supposed to have king? Like, Sal, you say he's king. He's going to take everybody for a couple of... He should have stayed with the Mets. He would have given him $75 million.
Alex, he didn't go back to the Mets.
Because the Mets want a penny pinch, not the owner.
Alex, come on. And thank you for the call. We do appreciate the support, but you couldn't be more lost on this one. The Mets want to, quote your words, Alex, penny pinch. Look at the payrolls. Look at the payrolls. With Stearns, without Stearns, since Cohen has taken over, there's nothing that has been penny pinching with the New York Mets. So you're wrong factually there. That's strike one. Strike two is... Diaz didn't give the Mets a chance to either match or go higher. What do you want them to do? Strike three is David Stearns inherited a team in 2024. We've gone over this, BT, many times before.
A lot of times, yep. Let's do it again for Alex.
What's he supposed to do? Come in and take a wrecking ball to it right away? He had to evaluate what was happening. There was a lot of money already committed to the players on this team, whether it be McNeil, Alonso at the time, Lindor, Nimmo. He had to see what was going on, and in that evaluation period, the Mets happened to sneak into the playoffs and go on a run. Now he's in a tough spot where he couldn't take a blowtorch to it, even though maybe his instinct said, this isn't sustained. You said the same thing.
Yep, we've been,
smoke and mirrors that year.
Yep.
They barely made the playoffs, and everybody's like, oh, they're one piece away, and I get sucked into it, dude, oh, they're one piece away. Then he has his first offseason. He botched the pitching. We ripped him to shreds from Montas before Montas even set foot on the mound. So everybody knew that. And then the Mets fell apart. They had a bad season. Now he's finally able to say, here's what I need to do. And he's starting to do it. You just got to let him do it. And then after this year, then you could really fully evaluate David Stearns.
That's the scoreboard for him. Yeah. Okay. So a couple things there from Alex. So his first point was, and I know you just largely refuted it, but I'll just add this to it. Like the way we hailed Stearns or how we hold him in such high regard and it's not really fair or earned yet. Well, you know, any scouting report that I had on David Stearns was rooted in his success for Milwaukee, but then also because as a shrewd, sharp, young business baseball executive, that's appealing to me. And I'm just sitting there saying, well, if he did that there with limited resources, then why wouldn't it transfer over to the Mets even more with an unlimited checkbook? So that's why the energy was there for him so positively. And now the third year is he's got to get it done, or he might get fired, or it's going to get really hot on that seat. Number one. The other thing, and you brought this up, I wasn't even thinking about this. Like, why would you not confer with Diaz about Williams? Because he's not under contract. You know, I gave you the Jeter A-Rod thing when they rightfully asked Derek. You know, I ask is maybe a little bit of a loose interpretation, but ran it by him, just kind of kicked the tires emotionally. And Jeter's he's a winner. I want to win. And Alex is great. Get him. We'll figure the other stuff out. He's a great player. Get him. That's when you do it. I gave you the Curry Durant example as well from Golden State. You don't do it for somebody for a closer, and you certainly don't do it for somebody who's not even officially on the team contractually.
Right. I could see if he were on the team. Let's say he was signed for one more year.
Yeah.
And they went to him and were like, hey, we're thinking about bringing in Devin Williams.
But just to let you know, you're the closer. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, that's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's not on the team.
Yeah.
Imagine, think about the, now, first of all, they have no, they have no connection to need to do that or whatever it may be. What's the term I'm looking for?
No, they have no responsibility to do that.
Correct.
That's a big word. We couldn't come up with responsibility.
I don't know. My head's all over. Anyway, they didn't have to do that to Edwin Diaz. But beyond that, do you think it will be smart business when you're negotiating with a free agent who's probably negotiating with other teams to tell another free agent your plans?
No.
As it pertains to another, like, that would be dumb. Why would I tell Edwin Diaz so he could tell his agent so then they could tell other teams what Devin Williams is going to be getting?
No, you don't do that.
That is like asinine. You would never do that.
Never.
Diaz is a moron if he thought that the Mets were going to go to him and say that. Different story if he were under contract. His feelings got hurt. I would bet, forget the Hefner stuff, forget the Williams stuff. I would bet his feelings got hurt when the Mets wouldn't acquiesce or bend to his demands of 5 years, $100 million. Then they got hurt even more when he realized the open market wasn't going to give him anywhere near what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, he's probably making decisions based on emotion, which aren't the right ways to make decisions.
Well, yes, as a general premise, you want to have your checklist, you want to be pragmatic. To have a big decision in life driven by emotion is probably going to work out worse, poorly more times than not. But I would say the way he assessed, even if it was just emotion, I think this situation will work out well. He's on a better team with better weather, with a better roster, and I don't know what they did in terms of deferring, and we'll get the contract details, and there's tax implications. Boomer loves that stuff, and I appreciate it. I understand it. I'm not going to drone on and on about it now. It's not the time. It's not the place. I don't really fully understand it, but I get enough of it to know what he meant this morning. But that matters. So, you know, he's from Puerto Rico. That's a short vet. You know, can you kick it down the road and you get, you know, you save $7, $8, $9 there because you're getting taxed in Puerto Rico? Well, if it's deferred, that's the short version. I don't know, and I really don't care. But if I'm Diaz and the money's comparable, I got palm trees and I got a world championship backdrop, I'll take that. And by the way, one of the best players that I played with for the last couple of years isn't even re-signed, and the thought is that the organization is not going to really go very far to bring him back, and Pete, I'm out of here.
Right, but the grass is always greener. And then you realize that, maybe he made a bad decision leaving he was comfortable here, he was beloved here, the trumpets became a thing, now he's going to a new spot, new locker room, new fan base, new atmosphere, new pressures. I'm not saying it's going to work out or not. I'm just saying that I don't believe he made the decision with all the stuff leaking out would show me that he clearly was acting on emotion as opposed to, you know what? I really just want to go with a team with a chance to win, and New York couldn't provide that as well as L.A. The fact that he didn't go back to the Mets to even up the price, just I'm not getting the sense that he made the soundest decisions here. It doesn't mean it can't work out, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect that it would, because even if he doesn't do very well, there's so much talent there that it would probably overshadow any implosions he might have, unlike here, where it's a different roster. If he gives up a big lead late, it's probably going to be tougher to recover from. Yeah, we'll find out.
ERA over under 3 for Diaz.
I'll say slightly under. Yeah, I think he's going to be good.
Going over.
Of course you are. I don't blame you. You're
up
for that.
Up.
I got you. Hey, here's the bottom line. He's gone, and people are leaving fast from Queens. It is time to start getting some additions here.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you see? I mean, I thought Evan was unathletic. Did you see?
Well, Matt, he is. Matt, I mean, we could confirm that. It's not like you were wrong in that,
good
that
point.
Thought.
Good point. Did you see Mad Dog try to shoot
Just stick to the radio and stick hanging out with Stephen A.
But I thought he was athletic because he would play tennis.
I heard he hit a golf ball pretty well.
He was okay on the Sixers basketball team back in the day. All right.
The WFAN 66ers.
Nah, I'm calling nonsense. There is no way. He's not 93 years old.
Who was the best? Breen, Ed Coleman, those two guys were
great. Coleman had a great shot, and it was great. Okay. Breen was good.
He played at Stepanak. He was good. That's probably it, right?
But Chris was actually okay
with
the
shot. Way.
Did you see the video, Dove, that we're talking about?
Yes, I did.
Listen.
He hurt himself afterwards.
He did. I thought he pulled up lame at the end. Now, I get it. He's not 50. He's in his 60s. Chris?
I don't know.
Body change is a little bit understood, and I'm not here to shame him for the optics, which were honestly horrendous, to be honest with you.
He is something else, man.
He's the best. But. Do not tell me that he was a good basketball player. I don't want to hear it. Because if you were, I don't want to hear. Don't even try to sell me. I'm not interested.
It's fine. Don't take my word. You're going to see Mink Soon doing a St. John's game?
Yeah,
Mink
I'm going to see him Saturday.
Mink was the coach of that team. Uh-huh. He coached Dog.
Yeah, but Mink is nice. Mink wouldn't have a disparaging word about anybody.
Did Mike play, too?
Not hoops, I don't think.
Yeah, Mike's not bringing anything to the basketball court.
How do you know that?
He's not bringing anything to the
basketball court. He might be a sniper for all you know.
He's not a sniper.
Sitting behind the arc, boom, bang.
They weren't shooting threes back then.
Where do you think Breen came up with that call? I heard it was from the 66ers game when Francesa used to knock down threes from the baseline.
Did Francesa ever get a double bang, though? Because when something really good happens, you get the double, the triple bang for Breeny.
So you're saying Mike did not participate in that, Dove?
I don't remember him doing so.
Huesler? I should mention.
I can see Houston having some games. Lean, you know, at that point, young, probably fast.
Very good basketball player, I believe.
Who?
Bob Gelb.
Yeah, just tell us the entire. You were the coach. You were there. Who was there? Exactly.
Scazzeri played.
Nah, he's not bringing anything. Except maybe weed.
What?
Scazzeri can't play.
How do you know?
I'm just going to be honest,
man. You're judging books by the cover.
That's usually accurate.
But you didn't think Mike could play golf, and then he proved
you wrong. I didn't say that.
Are you sure about that?
No, I said he's got a weird swing, but before we play with him, then I'm like, I bet you Mike could score, and he did. Mike's a good golfer. He's solid, straight down the middle.
I would have thought, before I saw that video of Dog yesterday, I would have thought that he would be able to at least handle himself on the court.
Me too. And then I saw the video, and I'm saying that he was not good.
But that was not a conventional.
Doesn't matter, dude.
It was a half court shot.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Please, guys, you got to go see this. I mean, I know he's still in good shape. He's thin. I know he runs. He's a very good tennis player.
Yeah,
I've heard he can hit a golf ball pretty well. I know. But just reacting to the video that they put out there yesterday, there is no way that Mad Dog was averaging 11 points a game for the WFAN basketball team in 1990.
Why don't you do one when you go to the Colts game next or Kansas game
for basketball?
Yeah, do a little half court.
I don't have to go anywhere. Go to my Instagram page and look at the shot.
Why don't you do it at St. John's?
I've already done it at St. John's.
Go to my shot like that. You think you could be better than Mad Dog at the half court shot?
With my eyes shut.
I don't know.
Get the hell out of here.
I don't know, man.
I know you just messing around. I'm trying to get me worked up. Are you insane? You could put a blindfold on me.
I mean, at least he came close. You might just
He missed the rim by 30 feet.
I don't know.
I'm not taking the bait anymore. Get out of here.
You're done with taking the bait. PT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Anthony is calling from Old Bridge. What's up, Ant?
Hey, good morning, guys. As usual, thanks for taking my call.
All right, Ant.
Even though I'm always arguing with Sal and he hangs up on me, I'm definitely still going to miss you guys. And the whole Stevie B, Diamond Girl, you know, all our nonsense.
I played that song the other day. And you know what I said to Alexa? No, I swear to God, I was in my basement working out. I said, Alexa, play Stevie B, Diamond Girl. And it actually played it. But I know you're right. We went through this.
Every time it comes on my playlist, I think of you and I crack up.
All right, get to your point before I hang up on you.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, be quiet. Two pop culture things quick before I get to my baseball point. Number one, Rambo had 5 movies.
He had the original
3, Rambo First Blood, Rambo, then the next one, and then Rambo 3. Then he did Rambo, and then he came back with Rambo Last Blood. So
okay.
There were 5, and they were all
good job.
They were all pretty awesome.
Good job.
And BT, when you say about F you pay me, You always say Ari. Yes, you did say that, but that's originally from Goodfellas.
Well, that's true. That's true. That is. But I cite Ari during as a lawyer and the agent, obviously, for Vince and the crew. You're right. That was in Goodfellas as well. Absolutely correct.
Well, like Paulie in the restaurant.
I know. Can't make the payments, bleep you, pay me. I know.
Yes, exactly. You're right. Baseball, very quick. I mean, you know, you guys know I'm a Dodger guy, and the whole Edwin Diaz thing, I really don't care. It's just funny how all the Mets fans want to, you know, text me yesterday, I hate you. It is what it is. But I don't know if you guys have been looking at the X and everything going on since late last night, but the Dodgers are pretty much, they're going to get Scooble.
I mean, I've seen some of that stuff.
I have not
stuff,
seen Ant. That, and thanks for the call, Ant.
I have.
Appreciate the kind words.
Oh, God, oh my.
Well, what was the latest on that? I did not see any
just
of that.
Just some industry innuendo bouncing around the meetings. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That would still surprise me a bit.
I'm just reading some stuff here as we talk in real time. Heyman saying Mets, Yanks, and almost all big market teams, and some others have checked in on Kyle Tucker. Okay, that's that. I'm looking for the Scooble stuff. I did not see it. Maybe Hoff is not in there. Maybe we get him on it and just see. But I would believe if it were legit, it would have came across my feed. I'm not saying that it's not. I mean, maybe the Dodgers do get Scooble, but until I see something definitive in that regard, I think it's all just speculation. And if he's available and the Mets have the top farm system, which they do, I'm not saying that. That's according to whoever grades these things. Then they should go get him. There's no excuse. And you shouldn't have to give up Nolan McClain to do so because it's 1 year left on Scooble's contract. If you get beat by the Dodgers for that, I don't know what to do. Then it's not just a Mets problem or a Yankees problem. It's a baseball problem where the Dodgers just have all the stars, and you're going to have to hope that things go awry for them and somebody's going to be able to knock them off.
I'd still be – listen, there's not much that the Dodgers could do that would surprise me if – first of all, if the Tigers send him to the Dodgers, shame on the Tigers. Not that you would not take the best deal. So to be fair, if the Dodgers offer up – the biggest package with a talent evaluation obviously is subjective. So the Mets could have one publication, the top system or the third. But if they don't like their prospects, or if the Tigers have a bunch of prospects that are in the same position where the Mets' best prospects are, maybe that's not a natural marriage. Either way, I heard this morning Boomer's dropping some good financial stuff. And the haven't talked to Boomer in a while, actually.
I was going to say, did Boomer drop any texts?
No, haven't heard from Boom really in a couple of weeks, actually. And the thing that he said was that there were 16 teams in baseball. Check, this is why it's broken. 16 teams in baseball that have a lower payroll than the Dodgers pay the extra threshold, the CBT, the extra tax, meaning the Dodgers tax, the check that they cut for the tax for going over the threshold, is a higher number than the total payroll of 16 teams in baseball.
That's absurd.
That's why we're not going to have baseball in 2027.
Right, because it's obviously a system that is completely broken.
Think about that. I mean, I knew it was distorted, but when I heard that number from him, I'm like, wow, I didn't think it was that bad.
I was saying this yesterday off the air at SNY. Yeah. They need to contract. Baseball needs to contract at least two teams, maybe more. I mean, come on, what are we doing here? The Rays with Steve and Matz and their penny pinching.
And that stadium that they just can't get resolved.
Come on.
Although years ago, Sal, you remember this. They were talking about contracting the Twins. Remember the Twins were a team when they couldn't get the new stadium from the Metrodome, and then they got Target Field. And maybe the Marlins when they had issue with Joe Robbie.
And the sport would be better off. Because
it would
of
be.
It.
It would be better talent.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Better talent. Which leads to better competition. Instead, it's just all about money. Everybody's making decisions based on the wrong thing.
You're right.
Just get the best players put in there, have the best games, and then the sport would benefit because of it. Not just, well, we'll have a team in this market even though they suck and water down the competition. No.
Well,
pace of play this. But no, it's about quality of play. You got two teams worth of people at least that shouldn't be in the big leagues. That's the problem.
I know. Although I do think, and not even to get into this now, I do think there are a few viable cities. And I think if you follow this stuff, you know the cities. Obviously, there's talk about the Expos going back up to Canada. That's a country of it, but going to Montreal. I think Charlotte's viable. I mean, I wouldn't touch Portland with a 10-foot pole myself.
Well, contract and then maybe relocate a couple?
Yeah, I think that's an option. I do.
I mean, you get the Rays. Yeah. Now, I would never take away the Pirates just because of their history, but you got to get somebody in there who could spend. It's as simple as that. They're not good. But the Rays, the Marlins, the A's, those are three teams.
But at least the A's have Vegas coming. That beautiful stadium off the strip.
I mean, I guess.
Have you seen the renderings for it, right? The digital renderings at this point is pretty sick.
Is Vegas going to play in baseball?
I mean, it's a smaller stadium, you know, instead of going for that 50,000 monstrosity that had the, whatever it was at the Coliseum, it's going to be, I think, 34, 35. So more of a premium on seats, which should, you know, with an increased revenue stream, should be fairly appealing. You know, I don't really have the absolute answer for that. But think about this, too, because you nailed it. They don't care about what the teams, what the sport looks like. Because if you contracted, I'm with you conceptually. If you contracted two or three or four teams, whatever the number would be, well, then you wouldn't have those middling AAA arms who are in the majors. And
right.
I know, it would get better, there's no doubt. Much like in the NFL, if you didn't stretch it out to 17 games and book it, it's coming, eventually 18 games, you wouldn't have, the first month of the season wouldn't be so lackluster because, you know, it wouldn't take so long for the season to get going. There wouldn't be such a rash of injuries. So the NFL would be a better product. They don't care. We know this. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about our listeners. They care about the money. And the quicker everybody can understand that, the better off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
Three random questions. Sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com.
I'm actually afraid of these today.
No.
not a whole lot to lose.
It's a standard review. I thought that there might be a chance that the last time we...
Gotcha. I emptied the tank a little bit the last time. And there were some tough ones.
What's the best thing about being married? What's the worst thing about being married? I mean, that's a pretty strong...
I
figured that would be a good close. Anyway, here we are today. Number one...
You could ask me anything you want.
Okay. I mean, I just have some fun. Nothing personal here. I just don't want to get us in any trouble. We've done such a good job the last couple of weeks.
That's true. We have.
All right,
pros.
Number one, would you take time... Would you rather take your free time to go back and rewatch shows or spend time on watching new ones? I had this before we even started talking about The Sopranos in my list, but I figured it would be topical today because we did talk about it. You only have so much time allotted to watch TV, especially with the sports, the way that we watch the sports, life with your kids and all that stuff. Would you, BT, yourself, allot that time for rewatching shows or start watching new ones?
I'm going to rewatch stuff. I am. You know, listen, you know me. And a lot of my fandom is driven through sentimentality. You know that? So I love that. Now, I will say, so that's my answer. Rewatch some old stuff. And it would have to be like epic, all-time old stuff.
Well,
and
I'm not even getting... It can even be Sopranos or...
Well, yeah, for sure. Like, you know, I mean, the Sopranos and Rocky, easy stuff. But I would watch every Star Wars. I like doing that too,
going back and watching those.
Yep, I would watch every Star Wars. And there's some
Harry Potter, were you into that?
You know, never once read the book, never got into it. My children aren't into it. You know what? I might actually introduce it to them. Dude. Somebody that I was hanging out with that I really good friends with, like, their children aren't into it either. And, like, we coach together. Our sons play ball. This is my son's best friend. He's like, you know what? We're getting into it. I'm like, you know what? I might actually open up my narrow mind and let and introduce it to them as well.
During the pandemic, when there was nothing going on and I didn't have much work, I remember, like, you know what? I've heard about this Harry Potter stuff forever. Let me dive into it. I think there's, is there eight movies? Is that right, Hoff?
Well, I couldn't even tell you.
But BT, I loved it.
Yeah, you said loved you liked
it.
Them before.
I got into it and I was like, wow, I'm really.
Really?
To a point where now that we're talking about it, I may go back and rewatch that.
You like it that much?
It was enjoyable.
Then that's encouraging.
I've only done it once. I would do it again. It was that good. I'm torn on this. My wife is the exact opposite of you and probably the majority of me. No time to rewatch anything. Already saw it. Or she didn't even want to rewatch Wicked before we went to go see Wicked 2. And I was like, I love that movie so much, I want to go back and watch it. The Hunger Games, I love. You get into that at all? No.
You asked me that. No, I've not
would,
seen
I
that.
I would go back and watch those again. The problem is I just don't have the time to dedicate. Even if you do have 3 hours to watch a movie, are you going to go back and do it for that versus watching new shows? So I'm kind of caught in between where it's got to take a really special show that I loved and the perfect storm of being able to dive into it. And then my wife not being around because I can't watch Hunger Games with her because she doesn't want to see the old stuff. You want to watch new stuff, that's out.
Yeah, I'll tell you though, I've started to watch some new stuff here. Obviously, all four parts of the Diddy doc. I'm into the Letterman interview.
Oh, that's on my list.
I watched last night with Kanye for a little bit after the Knick game.
Was that an older one?
Yeah, it was an older one for sure. Oh, yeah, Kim was still there. Yeah, that was older.
You ever watch Kanye West Genius on Netflix?
No.
You should watch that.
Yeah.
Because to me,
I'm not really into his music, though. Outside of a couple songs.
Fair enough, but it's
I know he's a genius,
But it's more about... Everybody, he's one of my idols.
I know you love him.
I'm not talking about obviously the
in music.
He's turned into a knucklehead.
He's out of his mind.
Like you can't get behind that. But he was told by everybody, no, not good enough. You're just a producer. Never gonna make it. And he blocked it out and said, "You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong." And became bigger than all of them. Again, he had some issues, maybe a little bipolar.
He talked about just
breaking through when you're told you're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep fighting that with your belief in yourself, regardless
respect.
Of... Oh,
massive
my God.
Massive respect for that. Anybody that does that.
There's a scene in one of the episodes, I think it's like three episodes, where he's playing the music for Pharrell, who is...
I know, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I know, yeah.
And he's playing his album, trying to get somebody to... And Pharrell hears it and is like... Oh my God, this is unbelievable. And that was the first time it was really like then starting to click where he's playing it. And like, oh my dude, this is genius. You're gonna blow up. He documented his entire rise. Anyway, that was really good. So yes, maybe some time to rewatch some of the old stuff on Netflix, but also the new stuff as well. All right, number two, if you had tickets that you, let's say you get tickets to a thing, you're like, Sal, you want to come to the game with me, whatever. Or right. I get tickets for, you know, like I had with Cadillac.
With the Isles when we went out there, the Mets with Cadillac,
yeah,
Rangers.
Anything like that. If you had tickets that you were going to offer somebody, would you let them know how good the seats were, good or bad the seats were, before you asked, or would you let them find out after they commit to your response?
Well, I mean, this is going to sound, I don't mean this to sound
here
the
we
way
go.
It's,
no, I know where you're going with this.
Well, I don't mean this to sound the way it's probably going to sound, but like I knew, now I didn't know that you and Hoff, I'll just use you guys as the first example. I didn't know for sure that you guys would be on the court, the St. John's game. I knew you weren't going to be in the old blues. Like I knew that. So no, I am not going to. Whether, like, first of all, if I'm asking you to come to a game, you're one of my best friends. You're somebody I want to hang out with, that I'm going to have a couple of drinks with, and you know, 3, 4, 5 hours, maybe something to eat before, something after. So if I have to sell you to try to convince you to come with me based on the seat, then you don't fit the criteria that I need you to fit.
Bingo. That's what I wanted to say. Like, I knew that they were good seats, but I didn't say anything like, "Oh, they're good seats." I just would send it, "Hey, you want to go to the Ranger game?" And then see what people say. And then some people will write back, "How are the seats?"
Oh, well, no, some people are up front and tacky with that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
How are the seats? I'm inviting you to a game.
They're free.
Yeah.
You coming or no?
Exactly. So any walk of life, it doesn't matter what type of seat or hookup. I just think in general, it shouldn't be the person you're asking, their interest should not be based on
I agree. Now, what I will do once I get the immediate yes, and based on that smallish, unless it's just a logistical issue on one of the people that I might ask, the 9, 10, 12, 15 people I might ask, they would all say yes without knowing where the seats are. Once they say yes, then I'll get a little nerdy. I'll go to like the digital, maybe like the 3D seating chart. Say, "Hey, by the way, look at our view.
Yeah, let them get
you
excited.
Know, 15 rows behind the dish at the stadium, or you know, we're midcourt at the Nicky, whatever it might be," which I've done before.
All right, last one for you. This is one I had on my list for a while, sports related one.
Okay,
are you a fan that immerses themselves in the pain of a loss, or do you avoid and ignore completely altogether afterward? I'll give you an example.
Okay. So I think I know what you know, but let me get the example.
For me, after the Falcons lost the Super Bowl in the fashion that they did, and it's just that's just one example. This has happened throughout the course of my life. I immerse myself in it. I sat there and I watched the post-game coverage. I still couldn't believe it. But I watched it just for hours. Or if the Mets had a bad loss, I would listen to the fan and the next day and just immerse myself in the misery and pain of the loss. For some reason, for me, that was always therapeutic.
Well, I was going to use the word therapeutic, too. I think before I got in the business, I was more inclined to do that because it was therapeutic. You know, listening to people on the station scream and yell and callers doing their job and ranting and raving. Like, it kind of got me through those days. Now, some of those days I was up at Maris. Some of those days I was in my car going to games. Some of those days I was on a construction site during a summer job in college. Like, all these different snapshots of my life before I got into the business, I would immerse myself basically up to my neck just to almost, not self-loathing, but almost like go through it together and then eventually plow ahead. Like, now, if the Jets lose the Super Bowl in 3 years, honestly, once the game's over, you know, maybe I go on the deck and maybe I polish off one more drink and I smoke a cigar. Like, I just have a little moment of whatever. I'm not watching 3 hours of coverage chronicling what I just saw. No, I'm out.
I know people, I have friends that are like, whenever their team loses a tough loss, they don't want to listen to the radio. They don't want to watch the TV. They just try to, that's their way of dealing with
it. Yeah, I could see that too.
Sweep it under the rug and ignore it completely. For me, that was never, even to this day. Now, the losses don't hurt the way that they used to. Some sting a little bit, but I don't have that same connection or emotion that I once did when I was 20 years old or whatever, even 30, just immersing myself in the sadness and pain and misery of a tough loss.
Well, the Falcons loss was also a little bit more complicated, if I recall, that didn't you have an ex with you, right?
No, it was my wife brought her friend to our Super Bowl party.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
And, they were
and you hadn't really known the friend yet, right?
Yeah, it was just
but
like...
But not what, great?
I mean...
You can't watch a game with that, somebody
I'm trying to
like
think
that.
I don't even think I was married at the point. At that point. We were engaged, but... And my wife was sleeping. Her friend was gone, long gone by then. And I was just sitting on the couch in the same spot watching it. Oh, the freaking Julian Edelman catch, the two-point conversion. Just immersing myself in it. Same thing with the Wainwright, Carl Beltran.
Oh,
watching that highlight.
Nasty curveball. That was a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.